Hi, this is Nolan Lampson. I'm the senior broadcast editor at Westland High School. Today for StoryCorps, I'm going to be talking to Matthew Chow, who is a senior at Westland High School. His interests include fresh pitch, symphonic choir, track and field, mostly in the field aspect of track and field. And I want to talk to Matthew today about something about his personality that I think is very speaks very much to his observance of other people and how he can sort of see things that maybe a lot of people around him can't, which is that Matthew's not lived his whole life here in Westland. In fact, he's not lived his whole life in America. He's lived for a very large portion of his childhood in Southeast Asia, in Vietnam and the surrounding countries. And today I just wanted to talk to Matt about how that experience sort of shapes him culturally and shapes his perspective in terms of his age group, especially in being able to see things that maybe others in his age group can't. So, hello, Matthew.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about a sort of brief summary for our listeners, a brief background of your time living in Southeast Asia.
Okay. I was born in Houston, Texas, for the first 5 years of my life, so 2002 to 2007. Then I moved to Vietnam, Hanoi, the capital. I lived there for about 3 years, 2007 to 2010 or 11. Then I moved to Bangkok. I lived there 2011 to 2014. I moved here in the summer of 2014.
So, just right off the bat, when you moved from Texas to Vietnam, it was for your father, yes? It was for your father's position.
My father is a government employee. He works with the Department of Justice, and what his primary job is he travels around the world, and he assists in training and education of other federal police forces, especially in developing countries.
So you're moving from Texas to Vietnam, and you said 5 years old, 5 or 6 years old. What is that transition like for you, and what is it like for your mother and your father and your baby brother?
I think at the time I had no clue what was going on. I kind of warped the two together, because when we lived in Asia, the government would pay for us to come visit the States every year. So every year I would come back to my grandparents' house, since we didn't have a home in the States, and we would stay with them for a month or two during the year. And at the time I was so young, and I didn't understand that I lived 14 hours across the world, or whatever the time was. So I didn't really understand that I was actually living in a different country until I was probably about 8.
Interesting. Do you recall or remember any sort of course there was a different sort of lifestyle they were living over in Southeast Asia, any immediate impacts or things that instantly kind of caught your eye as this is something different from what I've lived before?
Probably the most immediate thing that I recognized, even at a very young age, and I think a lot of people who travel around the world do, is your privilege. Like, even as a minority in the States, I lived a very, very wealthy life compared to the rest of people of my skin color in Southeast Asia, since I was there as a diplomat.
You were there as an expat, or going to the American schools.
Yeah.
So, you lived through what you would say is a more, diplomatic version of their lifestyle. But did you get to really mingle or intermix with the kids who were not diplomats or expatriates?
Most definitely. So, my mother and father are from Southeast Asia. My mother is Laotian, and my father's Khmer, and they both speak Thai, which is probably the dominant language in the region, even though all the countries are sovereign and they have their own languages and their own cultures. Most people speak Thai because that's the dominant country in the region. They both spoke Thai, so we learned some Thai when we were there. And I definitely, I have family there in Laos, so we would also go visit them on the farm that many, many years ago during the Indo-Chinese wars that my my parents fled from the communist. So we had, I had a very interesting dynamic that I was one of the people by blood, but I wasn't raised in the culture, and I had to learn the culture there. Because I was raised in Texas, which is probably as far as you can get.
And did you live in the cities of Hanoi and Bangkok? Did you live kind of in those urban areas? Did you live in kind of suburban, separated places in those regions?
I wouldn't say I lived in the city. I didn't live like downtown. But there's no concept of suburbia in those countries. Mm. It's definitely like the overspill of the city. More like a... like Selwood, I guess.
Yeah, so what do you say is Selwood or Beaverton even?
Yeah,
Something like that. Interesting. So you've lived there for almost a decade and you're making friends, and then you move back to America. You're going to move back to Oregon or to Texas, or?
So we didn't know where we were going to move. I don't think my mother wanted to live. I don't think my mother and my parents wanted to move back to Texas. There wasn't much left there for us. I think my dad had the option of going to Portland or Seattle. And I think we initially wanted to live in the Seattle area because I think they have a larger Asian population.
They do, for sure.
That's definitely something my parents value. It's like Texas has a large Vietnamese population. So we definitely have some cultural overlap there. But I guess the Seattle location wasn't open, so we moved to Portland instead.
Right. First things you noticed coming back, was there sort of any remembrance of the American lifestyle that you had from the first 5-6 years of your life?
Oh, virtually none.
Virtually none.
Yeah.
Interesting. What would you say now, and that's probably 4 or 5 years, maybe 6 years removed from being in Southeast Asia, you've been living in America now. What are some of the things you've noticed about your time in Southeast Asia that have benefited you in terms of just your ability to interact with cultures and things like that?
I think people in Southeast Asia have a lot more... I think they're a lot more aware of cultures. I think that's the most of the world. America has definitely had a large isolationist past, even like not even intentionally, you know, across the pond away from Europe. They've only gotten involved in the wars significantly later, where in Southeast Asia, you know, like all the cultures have grown up together in a sense.
Yeah.
So there's definitely a lot more cultural understanding and acceptance in that way, and a lot more acceptance in that world in general. A big part of Thai mainstream culture is they have a large LGBTQ population in Thailand, actually. I remember living in the city and going into bathrooms and it being very normal to have a transgender person in the bathroom with me, which is something that shocked me when I moved to the States, is that they don't have, that's very, very taboo.
Right. So you would say in many more ways it's socially progressive further in Southeast Asia than it is here in America.
I would say in some ways.
Mm. Any ways that your time in Southeast Asia has hindered you in life as an American?
I think the fact that I had to move so much hindered me somewhat. I had to be very adaptable to new situations. We were always traveling, so I never had like a foundational kind of like core friend group, I guess. Like not any of that. Like what I found the hardest when moving to America was like I moved here in 7th grade, and I didn't understand like clique culture, where like people had their own small group of friends that they kept to all the time. Like where I had grown up, it was always like either the classes were too small and everyone was friends with everyone, or the world was just so much bigger to us, I guess. Because not only did I experience the Thai culture, I also experienced like a lot of different ones just through my schooling of international schooling, because the government paid for that rather than going to the Thai schools. So I would experience a lot more in that sense as well.
Well, a very interesting story from Matthew. I think as many seniors at our high school are moving on to college and things like that, and maybe worrying about how they're going to adapt to a new environment, I think that Matthew is very suited and very experienced in that field of new environments and becoming adapted. So becoming adaptable with Matthew Chow. Thank you very much for your time, Matthew.
Thank you.
Until next time.
Where's the band? Where's the trumpet?